Good morning. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This year, Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin signed a law that decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana. That means that any adult caught with up to an ounce of marijuana would face only a fine similar in penalty to a traffic ticket. Some say, though, that doesn't go far enough and they'd like to see the drug legalized. Richard Van Winkler agrees with that position, and why his pro-legalization stance stands out from others is that he's a 20-year veteran of law enforcement. Richard Van Winkler currently serves as prison superintendent for the Cheshire County Department of Corrections in New Hampshire and speaks for the group Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP for short, and he joins us now on the line. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Mitch, and thanks to you and your listeners for having us on the show this morning.
Now, what is your argument for legalization of marijuana as opposed to, let's say, what we have here now in Vermont, which is decriminalization?
Well, our aim at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is to reduce harms associated with crime, disease, addiction, and death. And our current drug law policies in the United States achieve none of these. If we decriminalize, we allow the illegal drug enterprise to flourish. That money goes to bad guys. That money funds terrorism. If we legalize, control, regulate, tax, in the same way that we do alcohol, we put the illegal drug dealer out of business. And the thing that's really important that we want everybody to know is that advocacy for drug policy reform is not advocacy for use. We're not suggesting that it's a good idea to use marijuana any more than we say it's a good idea to use alcohol, tobacco, or any prescribed medicine without proper authority.
You have a fairly unique perspective on this as someone who's a superintendent of a correctional facility. What have punitive marijuana laws meant for prison populations like the one that you oversee in Cheshire County?
At any given time, between 13 and 15% of our bed space is occupied by a nonviolent drug offense. These statistics vary across the nation, but here's what we know, that the money that it costs to keep a person incarcerated in the United States is approaching $32,000 a year on average. I know the state of Vermont sends a lot of their prisoners out to other states in an effort to prevent building more departments of corrections. But the fact is, policies like mandatory minimum sentencing, drug war issues, have meant that the United States have had to build over 900 jail beds every 2 weeks for the last 20 years. This while violent crime in our country is at a 30-year low. These are statistics that come from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, our federal government, that is funded with our tax dollars. We at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, who are made up of DEA agents, narcotics officers, police officers, prosecutors, judges, etc., can tell you that the war on drugs is simply a failed policy. And what we're seeing in the United States with Colorado and Washington legalizing marijuana, it is the right step, it is the right thing to do, and the taxpayers and the constituency will benefit from this.
Is there any reliable data so far on how those two states you just mentioned, Washington and Colorado, are faring? It's been, you know, fairly new since they passed a legalization law on how they're doing.
Well, I was at the International Drug Policy Reform Conference a week before last in Denver. And tell you what, the sky's not falling. You didn't see an increased police presence. There was no rioting in the streets. There was no issue with this. The legislature is excited in Colorado about looking forward to the revenue that inevitably they're going to receive from this policy. Constituents should be happy that we're not going to be incarcerating people there in Colorado that don't need to be. Jails should serve one primary purpose, and that is public safety. If an individual is not a threat to public safety, then they should not be incarcerated in jail.
But aren't many of the people that sell marijuana, that are the drug dealers, aren't they in fact often violent offenders? And the argument could be made that they do need to be locked up.
Well, in fact, that's not true. Money is the bottom line motive for drug dealing. And most drug dealers do not buy weapons to use against society, do not buy weapons to use against law enforcement. They buy weapons to kill each other because that's the only way they can settle their disputes. The DEA has indicated in a report recently that the majority of gang violence in the United States is due to illegal marketplace disputes. They're fighting over the territory for the marketplace.
So take away the illegality of it, and you're taking away the incentive for violence.
Well, sure. And the way that American banking rules are, how could you get into the drug business, suddenly find yourself sitting on $30,000, $40,000, $80,000? You're not going to go to a bank and deposit it. You're probably going to keep it in your home. If bad guys know that you're a dealer and you have that kind of cash in your home, people have killed for a lot less than that kind of money. See, drugs aren't the problem. It's prohibition that's the problem that creates this bad market.
Arguments against legalization, though, often begin with opponents saying that marijuana is a gateway drug, that if you make it legal, you're opening the door for people, especially young people, to move on to do harder drugs like cocaine and heroin that are much more damaging. How do you counter that view?
You cannot find a legitimate study that points to a scientific fact that this is true. To suggest that that would say to our children or make it easier for our children to access, quite the opposite is true here as well. Every year, our high school students do anonymous surveys to give us some sort of indicator about what's happening in our schools. And every single year throughout the last 40 years of the drug war, kids are telling us that it's easier to access illegal drugs in school than it is to access tobacco or alcohol, because it's legalized, controlled, and managed. We've taken the illegal people out of alcohol distribution, and we believe at LEAP that education is the way that we keep people from using these substances.
I am glad you mentioned education, because I am sure that the other argument that you've heard against legalization is the so-called message that legalization would send. Again, I'm thinking primarily here of young people, teens, even middle school kids, who may see legalization of pot as a sign that it's okay to smoke it once they're 21, or even if they're not, that doing so at an earlier age isn't that big a deal because, well, it's legal.
Well, you know, Mitch, that's not what we're suggesting, especially in New Hampshire, when you drive across our border and the first thing that you see is a liquor store, which is state-owned, but that substance is regulated. What we're saying to our kids right now is we know that there are unlimited supplies of drugs in our community. We don't know who's selling it to you. We don't know what it's cut with. We know that you will be approached. We know that there's peer pressure that you will be forced to use it. And not knowing what's in these substances, please don't. It's not working. It's not working. It's not ever going to work.
Finally, Richard Van Winkler, you're coming to the Vermont State House November 12th to talk about these issues, to rally for legalization. LEAP is an organization, as you mentioned, that is made up of law enforcement who are for legalization, but how many of your colleagues are against it in the law enforcement community? What is the ratio? And I'm asking because I've spoken to law enforcement officials here in Vermont, and I brought up legalization for marijuana. Many of them that I've spoken to are dead set against it.
Yeah. Well, I think they should be given an opportunity to articulate why that they are dead set against it. And if they say things like the gateway theory, then that would not be a good reason, because that's not a true fact. If they say because it would encourage our kids to use it, that's not a good reason, because our kids are encouraged to use it by strangers. Now, check out the resumes of the people on our website and see where these people come from. These are people from large jurisdictions that have significant drug issues that really know what's going on. And I would also suggest, Mitch, that not everybody that I talk to is opposed to legalization. One-on-one, they're very much in favor of it, but law enforcement has a pack mentality, and it takes a very unique individual to first admit that maybe they should go and do some research. If they do some research, then they have to break from the pack. We at least have to have the discussion. We're at a critical point in American history in which to have that discussion. We've awakened to correctional services that we can no longer afford. We incarcerate more people than any other country in the world, including China and the Soviet Union. When it comes to drug policy, our society is insisting on a paradigm shift lately, and our policymakers are beginning to feel that nudge. And I'm looking forward to going to the State House on the 12th, and I hope we have a good turnout in order to begin this discussion.
Richard Van Winkler currently serves as prison superintendent for the Cheshire County, New Hampshire Department of Corrections. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your listeners.